Okay, college hoops is heating up. That's right. March Madness is just around the corner. And as promised, we're going to talk some college basketball in our next segment. We're going to highlight some of the top 25 teams. First and foremost will be Billy Donovan's Florida Gators, as the Gators are the new number one. First time on top of the rankings since they repeated as national champs back in 2007. They currently stand at 26-2. Hopefully, we'll have some time in our next segment. We're going to hit on some of the teams on the bubble, looking to position themselves to make a run. So we have invited on, and it's going to help us break it all down, Steve Bortstein, our friend from Fox Sports New Mexico, host of First Sports in the Morning. Good evening, Steve. It's great to have you with us tonight.
Nice to be with you, Alyssa. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. This is always, you know this so well. I've been on your program many times in the past. It's one of my favorite times of the year. And let's start talking about the Florida Gators, because they've had such an impressive season. And we knew coming into this year, Steve, that, you know, Billy Donovan had enough returnees and incoming talent to lead Florida, at least to the Elite Eight, but to be the number one team in the country. That really is remarkable. Provide some perspective on him.
Well, especially, I mean, this is not your typical up-tempo, high-paced basketball scoring team. I mean, we're so used to, you know, seeing teams, you know, especially in the tournament where they can put up 80, 90 points a game. This isn't a team that does that. This is a team that does it primarily through defense. This is a Florida team that's, you know, 100th in Division I college basketball as far as rebounds per game. They're 112th in field goal percentage. This is not your strongest team from an offensive standpoint. What they do very well, though, is play defense, and that's what's so stellar about this Florida Gators team. From a defensive standpoint, they're the eighth. They give up the eighth fewest points in college basketball right now. So they're playing good defensive basketball, and that's what I like to see. Is, I mean, cause any team can get a hot 3-point shooter or a guy who's just, you know, who's great from, you know, the perimeter. But when you've got guys on the inside who can stuff the ball and keep you know, be good at rebounding and be good in, you know, in slowing down transition offenses, that's what separates Florida, I think, from some of the other teams in the top five.
Well, when you can lock up the paint, that pays very big dividends. And it's interesting, Steve, when you look an up and down a Florida schedule, I mean, their last seven wins have come by 11 points or fewer, whether it's been Vanderbilt or Ole Miss or Auburn, Kentucky, Tennessee, you know, Alabama, you go on and on. These are games that are going down to the wire, and the Gators are able to execute when their backs are sometimes against the wall.
Yeah, and you mentioned Vanderbilt, a 57-54 victory, mm-hmm. You know, and that was the fewest points they've scored all season long, but the most points they've scored all season long, Alyssa, was the 84 points they racked up. That was back in January against Arkansas. This is just, again, not one of those teams that scores a lot of points. But like you said, and you can speak volumes on this, Alyssa, from your days of college basketball, again, when you can lock up the paint, that pays dividends, both, you know, from, you know, keeping teams from being able to play an inside style offense, and, you know, you can win that rebounding advantage very well also.
You are listening to the voice of Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports Radio out there in New Mexico at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've invited him on tonight. And so let's talk some more about Billy Donovan's program, because, you know, it's one thing to have talent, but how Coach Donovan consistently gets the best out of his players, how he develops them, that really has to be talked about as well.
Well, yeah, especially when you look at a guy like Casey Prather. He's one of their leading scorers right now. You got good kids there. That's one of the things that I like about, you know, between Prather and Scotty Wilbekin, I believe it is. He's another one of their top shooters, getting 13 points per game right now. You know, they don't get, I think the thing that's funny about Florida is, you know, you look at a team like Kentucky, and they always get the high-ranking freshmen, mm-hmm. guys who are one and done. But I get the impression watching Billy Donovan that he's sort of this generation's version of Mike Krzyzewski a little bit, and he wants guys that are committed to the college program. He wants kids that are committed to being there, part of the program for a year or two. I don't think he has that kind of that kind of player with the expectation of just being a one-and-done guy. And I'm so glad the NBA, off the subject just very briefly,
sure.
I'm so glad the NBA is now going to change the one-and-done policy. Because what I really think it's done, Alyssa, is I think it's cheapened the college basketball game to a degree. You got kids going to Kentucky and kids who are going to UCLA who are spending 1 year there and then taking their 1 year of experience and then vaulting over to the NBA. I'm so glad to see that Adam Silver, the new commissioner of the NBA, is going to do away with that rule, because it cheapened the NCAA, and to a degree I think it also cheapened the NBA product as well.
So let's continue with our discussion on the Florida Gators, 26-2, and Florida ascends to the top of the college basketball world right now. There were some that felt that perhaps Wichita State, you know, with their unblemished record, that they should have been the number one team in the country. Do you agree with that?
It's funny. I'm not the person who praises the cause of the mid-major and what have you, because typically I believe that you have to prove it on the big stage. But Wichita State does deserve to be number one in my mind, especially when you look at, you know, their rankings right now. They're 28th in the country in offensive rebounds. They're one of the best teams in college basketball right now from a defensive standpoint. They're 15th in NC2A in points allowed. They're 26th in rebounds per game from a defensive standpoint. This is a well-rounded basketball team. No. Are the teams they're playing against the same caliber as what you find in the SEC and the ACC? No. But they're 30-0, and in this day and age now, when you're 30-0, you deserve to be number one. So I do think that Wichita State does deserve the number one seed. Does it matter in the tournament? No, because I think Wichita State is eventually going to run up into that team that's going to be bigger on the inside. They're going to have bigger players. They're going to have more talented players. They're going to run into a team with a lot more depth than, you know, teams like Evansville State and Southern Illinois University. They're going to run into schools that are predominantly better than them. So I think they are a team that's going to be vulnerable when the tournament runs around. But you're 30-0. You're the only team that's 30-0. You deserve to be number one.
Okay, College Hoops, it is heating up. Steve Bortstein, stick with us. We got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with much more of Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Join us online at eRadioSports. We will be right back.